I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and this is Walking with Jesus, a devotional journey through books of the Bible, and we are continuing today in the book of Hebrews, day 48 of our journey through Hebrews together, looking today at Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 29, and asking this question: how should we worship? How should we worship? Hear now God's word. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire, and darkness, and gloom, and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given: if even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we escape if we reject him who warns from heaven? At that time his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yet once more, indicates the removal of things that are shaken, that is, things that have been made, in order that things that cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, let us be grateful for receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, and let us offer to God acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. That's Hebrews 12, verses 18 through 29 in the English Standard Version. Well, how would you describe your worship? Is it lively and joyful? Is it exciting? Is it reverent and sober, perhaps grave? Or is it half-hearted and superficial? It seems that many churches either have worship that is rather formal and stiff, or else worship that seems to be entertainment-driven, like a rock concert. Today's passage in Hebrews 12 is a stirring call to a deeply joyful, obedient, awestruck, grateful, and reverent worship. A worship that is as exalted and life-changing as the God we worship. First, we're given a stirring contrast between the Old Covenant worship at the foot of Mount Sinai and the New Covenant worship at the foot of Mount Zion. The contrast could not be clearer, and yet the God we worship remains the same. Mount Sinai was a literal, physical mountain, one that could be touched. The scene of God's descent upon Mount Sinai was so terrifying that Moses trembled with fear. God is holy, 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 and he showed himself on Sinai to be awful in his holiness, as the senses of the people were overwhelmed with a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. But now, in Christ, we are gathered on the Lord's Day, and we worship not at a physical mountain, but instead we gather with the saints of God by the Holy Spirit at the foot of Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. We worship God together with the myriads of angels who are gathered around his throne in the great festal gathering of heaven. We worship with the glorified souls of the redeemed. We gather in the very presence of God and of Jesus Christ, our mediator and high priest. Our gathering is both more joyful and more awful, as our worship needs to reflect such transcendence. Our worship must be obedient, responsive to the voice of the Lord speaking through His Word. Our worship must be deeply thankful for the unshakable kingdom we have received by grace that Christ has secured by His death and resurrection. Our worship must be acceptable with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. What is completely inappropriate in such a gathering? Boredom. Half-hearted, distracted, semi-engaged, partial praise has no place in the New Jerusalem, in the very throne room of God. How many times do we show up late for church, distracted by the thoughts of 101 other things besides God? We lamely limp our way through the singing, only halfway listen to the sermon, then chat with our friends before going home, wondering what difference it makes if we go to church or not. If our worship was more like the worship described in Hebrews 12:18-29, we would not need to wonder what difference it makes. We would know the life-changing reality of a true encounter with the one true, holy, awesome, living, consuming God.